the new My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
So, Will, it is that time of the year. We have lots of lovely graduates from college, not quite high school yet, but college, graduating and going off into the real world.
And we have some words of advice, words of wisdom. We are your commencement ceremony speech talker people.
Yes.
That get up there with their honorary graduate robe and give you the speech about what you can expect for the real world.
Right, exactly.
Because we've made this transition.
Yes.
We've gone from the...
Somewhat successfully, maybe.
Yeah, we've just made the transition.
We've made the transition, yeah.
So we went from that college atmosphere, you know, where everybody's rooting for you.
Yes.
And you feel like you've got the world in the palm of your hands.
Yes, you've crammed all that knowledge into your head.
Exactly.
And you finish all your projects and you're about to walk across that stage and out into eternity.
And you're so excited. You're like, yes, I'm done. I'm finally get to be done with college. Mm-hmm. I'm on to the real world. Not that fun.
No.
Not that.
No.
College was a good time.
It was a good time. This came up because we were talking to intern Taylor last week and she was so stressed about getting her projects and all of her things done so she could graduate. And we were saying to her, in 24 hours, none of that will matter.
No.
What are you going to do with your life?
And all those close and those friends, you're like, oh, we are never going to be apart. We are so close. We
bonded
so much.
Right.
Give it a year.
Yeah.
Give it a year.
Still talking to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, after college was interesting for me because I was in Chicago and I had graduated and I didn't quite have a plan together. I had a job offer, but it was like a part-time job from my internship.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an option. But in my head, I never jumped ahead to where am I going to live?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get around places? Because I didn't have a vehicle.
Right.
Where am I going to work and actually make a living? I had none of these things figured out.
Right.
And I had no money. So my parents came in on graduation day and said, you're coming back with us. And I went, no, don't make me leave the big city and all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the difference. My friends all months before this had planned out their future. We got an apartment together. We have a source of income. They were all set. I had no plan.
Let me just say, you could have a plan, but prepare for that plan to change.
Yes.
You may have a plan.
That
you may
is
be,
true.
I'm graduating with this degree, and I'm going to get a job in this field, and I'm going to make lots of money. Yeah, maybe 1% of you.
Yeah.
For the rest of you, you're going to be working the waitress jobs, the waiter jobs.
Right.
Still trying to get that job for the degree that you worked so hard to get.
Right. How about you, Will? What was your transition into the real world?
My transition into the real world was pretty much... it was working, pretty much getting out of school, working.
Yep.
Messing up while working because I was still an immature college kid.
Right.
Getting fired.
Uh-oh.
And then realizing, I need to do something with my life
here. So you actually learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got fired because you were like, I'm still in college. I can party and stay up all night.
Exactly.
Not jump to work.
And you can't. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's rough. That's rough, Will.
So, college kids, when you see your parents having small get-togethers and going to bed at 9 o'clock at night and having one drink with dinner, just know this is your life from now on.
This is as good as it's going to get.
You're welcome.
The end.